David, I just had to have you to begin this broadcast today because of what's going on there in Lebanon as it relates to Saudi Arabia. In the last week, there has been a resignation by the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Harari. I do remember that you do know that man, and you knew his dad, too, before he was assassinated. I want you to talk about that. But in addition to that, it looks like Lebanon's declared a war against Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia declaring war against Lebanon. I mean, it's a Duke's mixture out there. Can you straighten this out? Can you give us a little understanding of what is happening right now, David?
Well, Jimmy, really, it's not so much that the country of Lebanon and the country of Saudi Arabia are doing this. It's the Sunni Muslim world, headed by Saudi Arabia, is basically decided that it's had enough of Iran and its surrogates and its allies meddling and attacking and storing arms and doing all the things they've been doing. It just so happens that Iran's main militia in the area is in Lebanon. And, of course, Hariri, when he left the country, Saad Hariri said that they were trying to kill him, that Hezbollah was after him because he's been resisting their takeover of his country. He is a Sunni Muslim like his father. I knew his late father. He was a politician that would come down to South Lebanon where I worked in the 80s and support, even though he was a Muslim, he would support the Maronite Catholics down there that were fighting against the Shiites, especially against what became Hezbollah. And this is the basis. And, Jimmy, there's other tentacles to it. Of course, we've been talking for years about it. Iran supports other militias, two Palestinian militias, but one in particular, Islamic Jihad. That's their main force in the Gaza Strip in particular. Israel destroyed a tunnel that Islamic Jihad was illegally building under the border into Israel, another one of those military tunnels where they come out with terrorists and do attacks. That happened almost 2 weeks ago, and Islamic Jihad is still vowing to revenge that. Well, the Israelis are suspicious that Iran's behind that as well, that Iran is pushing Islamic Jihad to attack Israel. And they announced in Israel yesterday that they're deploying the Iron Dome anti-rocket system in the center of the country to ward off any rockets that might be coming from Gaza. So what we're looking at, Jimmy, is a war that might involve several countries, Saudi Arabia, its allies in the Gulf area, fighting against Iran, against the Shiite forces in Lebanon, and then the Palestinians possibly getting involved, and of course Israel very likely getting involved in the Lebanon front as well as with the Gaza Strip. Of course, that's what Sheikh Nasrallah of Hezbollah is accusing Israel of. He says Saudi Arabia has asked Israel to attack him and his forces to, you know, start a war. Well, Israel's not going to do that, but they will get into any conflict that breaks out. And right now, Jimmy, it could happen virtually at any time.